You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM. This is your breakfast show, and we have got Luke Wood on the line all the way from Christchurch. Morena, Luke, how are you?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's great to chat to you. We're talking to you this morning about a short run, which is a selection of New Zealand lathe cut records currently on at Object Space in Ponsonby. What can you tell us about this, Luke? You've been part of the, well, you have researched and curated this show.
Yeah, I mean, I played in bands years ago, and we used to make lathe cuts with this kind of really interesting guy, Peter King, who's based kind of just outside of Geraldine, in the middle of the South Island, kind of in the middle of nowhere, actually. And so I kind of knew about his stuff from us kind of making these really kind of short-run, cheaply made records with him in the 90s, I guess. And then it wasn't until a couple of years ago I kind of got interested in making lathe cuts again.
So what is a lathe cut for people who are completely uninitiated, Luke?
Yeah, I guess that's important. most records are pressed. They're kind of your kind of standard record you buy in the shop kind of arrives at a machine as a like ball of plastic or wax, people like to call it, and it gets squashed between these two plates, which are like master plates. And that's what presses the grooves into the record.
Got you.
That your record player then turns in back into sound. Whereas lathe cut records are quite different. They are cut by a needle into a pre-existing disc. And the technology's been around for a long time, actually. It's how radio stations and various other people used to record sound before the popularization of magnetic tape. Actually, even the very first kind of sound recordings were essentially made like this, like by needles cutting a sound wave into a piece of tinfoil.
It's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, it's a really kind of old way, possibly the oldest way of recording sound. That's kind of largely disappeared for a long time, but like anything, it never completely disappeared. Mm-hmm. And so for the show as well, I was kind of interested in what Peter King had been doing historically, because that was sort of quite significant for certain wings of New Zealand music, but also there were people I knew and had become friendly with who had new lathe cutting setups that are quite different to Peter King's. So I was sort of aware too that there was this kind of resurgence of interest in it and quite different sorts of technologies involved.
So how did you kind of collect together all of these different, I guess, items, records that are on display? And what is in this show? What have we got in there?
So the show, it's mostly like 90% Peter King made lathe cuts, but they came from a whole lot of different people, because I've got all the records off people, mostly people who ran small labels that were releasing these records in very small numbers. Like these records are made in runs of sort of potentially as low as like 5 copies, and sort of the highest run would usually be around 100. But so, yeah, I kind of ended up going around the country approaching people who had run labels sort of from the very early 90s. The very first ones, the earliest ones in the show were put out by Michael Morley from the Dead Sea. And he and Bruce Russell kind of, they ran little labels and kind of popularized what Peter was doing. So it sort of starts there and then ends with kind of some very recent stuff cut by different people. But mostly there's a lot of from the 90s, and a lot of it's from, I guess, what was known as like the experimental music scene at the time. There's a lot of improvised music, noise bands, all stuff that kind of tended to fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Because it's produced by people that, you know, didn't need to make a lot of records because there weren't going to be a lot of people interested.
Yeah, so it's more sort of doing it for the sake of it, or for the love of it, or to have a sort of an archival thing. It's definitely not got the kind of commercial angle.
No, I think that's a really important thing about the show, actually, is that it's no one was making these records to make money or get famous.
Yeah.
But interestingly, what did happen was that Peter's records in particular did actually put a few of these New Zealand bands on the radar internationally. And
that's
kind of music
cool.
Never has, you know, mass attention, but actually it does have a really kind of committed following, especially if you can tap into international networks. Absolutely. And a lot of the earlier lathe cuts from the 90s have since been re-released by international labels in properly pressed runs.
Well, it's pretty awesome. There's some really incredible, like, even just looking at some of the bands and the groups that have, I guess, been supported or worked with Peter King and within this kind of technology as well. It's pretty remarkable. It makes you quite proud, I guess, of the awesome stuff that gets made here in Aotearoa.
Yeah.
We're going to be down there on Friday doing a live drive show, which will be awesome. And Pumice is going to be playing, and they've obviously been part of this whole scene as well. So we're gonna play some Pumice now. Thank you so much, Luke Wood, for chatting to us this morning. It's a fascinating show, and I can't wait to have a proper squiz at it on Friday. Cheers.
Yeah, cool. Cheers.
With iBath.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.